up and down, I've never really hit the spot. But now I'm really getting into it, and boy, let me tell you what, I'm as happy as a pig, happy as a pig. I'm as happy as a pig in shit. I'm as happy as a pig, happy as a pig. I'm as happy as a pig in shit. I thought that I was a bad man, that I should have been another way. I thought that I should stop myself, but now I do it every day. Yeah, I'm as happy as a pig, happy as a pig. I'm as happy as a pig in shit. Happy as a pig, happy as a pig. I'm as happy as a pig in shit.
Well, hello, 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 hello. Long time no speak. And as is my nature, I had to start with a bit of a stirring song, didn't I? Why not? Long story, long, long story. I have the saying, whichever, wherever I go, and everybody in this little town of ours knows me. How you doing? As happy as a pig in? And people will answer, those that know me will just answer straight out. So occasionally I will say, well, you've got many choices. A pig doesn't only have to be happy in the poo-poo. Okay, 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 this is a family show, so don't be playing this in the car for your kids, please. Okay? Forgive me. Ja, verskoon my. Asseblief dat ek nou 'n bietjie 'n liedjie gespeel het wat 'n vierletter woordjie in het. There could have been many, many, many worse four-letter words. But I chose not to. Oh, this is a fun song. But really, folk, I hope there's no complaints. And yes, because we broke tradition firstly, but when my good lady found this song, I had to. This will become one of my favorite songs. So let's go back to the story, but not before I say welcome. Dag sê, lekker om julle hier te hê, welkom. Inkos, no, not Inkos Kakulu yet. Hamba, no, not Hamba Gashle. Dume, molo, molo kwadin. So this has put me in a bit of a naughty mode, so I'm not going to tell you what the next song is just yet. But yeah, I do apologize for the copious use of the four-letter word starting with an S and ending with a T. Yeah, yeah, as I say, people would say to me, happy as a pig in? What? And I'd say, well, you've got many choices. Happy as a pig in clover. Happy as a pig in the abattoir. Happy as a pig in a field. Happy as a pig in muck. Muck, as they say, yeah. And I'm going to play you the next song, seeing that I'm in that kind of mood. But not before I say thank you for being here. And I need some reaction from you guys and gals and those that want to be part and parcel of this fun and games experience here on the Fosse's Anti-Angst Alternative. Okay, yes, there you hear my name. Fosse, him of the Anti-Angst Alternative. And it's great. And I'm now going to pipe up and play you the next song in this madhouse type of thing that we run here. After all, it is the Anti-Angst Alternative.
I was an Eskimo, frozen wind began to blow, under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye,
watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke. Y todos mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world's low. Don't bother me. One long and dangerous road. I
on all my cares go up in smoke.
I was sitting in my basement. I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. Then my friend yelled through the transom, "Grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner giving dollar bills away." But I laid around a bit and I had another hit, and I wrote myself a bomber. Then I thought about my mama. Then I fooled around, played around, jacked around a while, and then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned
and it rolled right by,
rolled right on by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Oh me, oh my. Now it took 7 months of virgin just to get that local virgin with the sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. The next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. When she asked me how I liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I was stoned. And it rolled right by. Where'd it go? I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned. Oh me, oh my. Making no excuses for the many things I uses just to sweeten my relationships and brighten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I'll have to say I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned. I missed it. I was stoned and rolled right by. I was stoned.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. You never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage.
mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew, and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if we played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should, 'cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar. Like our song, they got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when these good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
fine. What more can I say? Really, really, I do apologize. Of course, I apologize for playing you these quirky, strange and wonderful songs. We started off with Frank Zappa. And talking of Frank Zappa, when last have you had two Frank Zappa songs in one set? When last? When was that last time you did that? Yeah, that's a standing joke in this family. I teach all the grandkids there are a certain amount of rules that they have to live by. Respect, honesty, respect for your elders and all those kinds of things. And about number three in the list is don't eat the yellow snow. but I haven't told them about Frank Zappa and where that comes from. Maybe one day I will. Maybe one day I won't. Maybe they'll find out all on their own. So I do apologize. We started off there with Frank Zappa. And we ended off the set, Joe's Garage. Now, I'm going to categorically state here, I've listened to the songs. Some of the words could be slightly mumbled, jumbled throughout the set. So there might be another word or two that you think you can hear, a four-letter word. I listened intently to see if he snuck anything in there in the background. Al Frank Zappa. We all know Frank was well known for this kind of thing. Lots of songs that I would love to play, but I can't, because even in his day, he knew all about the woke madness that was going on in this world, and he used to write songs about the strange and the odd. We ended with Joe's Garage there, which is a Frank Zappa classic. Before that, Slap on the Sunscreen. Sort of a crazy little song, but it's all about life. Before that, we had another good one. But a naughty. I got stoned and I missed it. Sorry, folk. Yeah. Yes, a reflection of the state of my mind, maybe. It's a bit of fun, and take it as that. I'm not trying to push any agendas. It's fun, folk, fun. Dis pret en plezier. Dis waaroor het gaan. Ek vra om verskoning as julle dink I'm a bit way out of line with some of these songs, but there's Dr. Luke and the Medicine Show. They were sort of known for being crazy and zany and a bit here and a bit there and a bit all over. The second song in the set, Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. Okay, sorry. Yeah, as I say, sorry. I do apologize. All right, I'm going to say now, enough of that. Let's start getting a little bit more middle of the road, shall we say. And I'm going to middle of the road, yeah, with my good lady's selection of five. She gave me a little list, and they're all hers. I do enjoy one or two of them. One or two of them on the list I really don't want to play, because it includes one of them. Any case, it's beside the point. I'll break the rules because of love. What does one not do for love? So, yeah, I'll break the rules ever so slightly, and I'll play one or two of them just for her. But she handed me a post-it, a yellow post-it. I might even use that photo, a yellow post-it, for this week's whatever you call that thing. And you'll notice, if I do there, yeah, you'll notice that one song is repeated. So we're going to start with a song that she repeated without even... When I said to her, why you got this one on twice? So yeah, Annie Lennox, the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. 40 years ago, big, because Sweet Dreams and one or two of the other songs on that LP were part of our flight engineers course theme songs. So yeah, there we go. I'm going to start off with that one. But for now, let's get the next set on the road. Maybe we break six of these songs for the good lady. Yeah, for the good lady. And what one won't do for love. So we'll play Sweet Dreams. You
Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Yeah!
like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Had the time of my life, and didn't we have the time of our life when that came out? We were still young and sprightly. Now we're only sprightly and full of wisdom. Yeah, my good ladies, six in a row there. I started off there with, as I said, Eurythmic Sweet Dreams. After that, we had Aha, Take Me On. Take On Me, Take Whatever. I don't get them all right all of the time, do I? Then Lionel Richie's All Night Long. Now, I have fond memories of Lionel Richie's music. That was mid-80s. Used to love listening to especially up in the operational area. In the hangar there, there was a radio station, a local radio station, Radio Uvambu, I'll call it what you want to. And they loved this song. So you could hear it at any time of the day or night. And I think Saturday mornings used to be their top 20. And you didn't understand a word the folk were saying or speaking, but they loved playing good music as much as what we loved listening. So we used to have this on in the hangar. And then they would repeat it at night and whatever. So you had this very, very amusing situation of listening to a language you don't have a clue of, and the announcer announcing, "Yeah, I know rich, yeah, all night long," and then he would play. Okay, sorry, bad take on that one. So yes, there we go, after Lionel Richie. I don't really want to mention the next two songs. I swore blind I would never play either of them. Now, for love, I have broken this. I've broken my, but it was only for love. Because if my good lady beckons or reckons or demands or suggests, even only suggests, then I do what I have to be told to be doing. Anyway, so there you are, it, that little pervert. That was a song maybe before he was really a pervert, so that forgive me for playing it then. Couldn't stand his whole ethos and ethic and all of that, but that's beside the point. So, Graham, if you're listening, I promised once that I'll never, ever, ever play, and I broke my promise. Sorry, Graham, you don't cook the supper yet. Maybe if I don't play it, then I'll get kicked out. Then you'll have to cook the supper for me. Then I'll have to go flee and go, ah, well. The fifth one in the row, also, that's the first and the last time. The only reason why I played that song was because my good lady, because her mother loved the song. And every time she hears it, she thinks of her mom. So, yes, and then we ended off with Time of My Life. I've had it, or whatever, from, I don't know what movie it was, Flashdance? Was it Flashdance? I think, in a way, that was my first introduction to Jennifer Warnes. And subsequently, I discovered that she was on the road with Leonard Cohen for a long time. She sings a lot of famous Blue Jacket. That LP of Leonard Cohen's songs, terrific. I love that LP. I do have it. Okay, I've spoken way more than enough. Now I'm just going to play you random bits and pieces of music until we go out later on. Wait for it. This week, I've already decided you're going to get two long songs to go out with. Only because I was going to, doesn't matter what I was going to do, but strongly influenced by my listening to Chris Pryor's The Rock Professor's podcasts, these two songs in the last short while have really jumped out at me. The one I didn't really know, but the other, yes, I had a reminder of it. So I'm not going to say much more now, apart from thank you. We're halfway through the show. But for now, I'm going to pipe up and I'm going to lash away with Bob Dylan.
Man and me will do nearly anything. As for conversation, whatever you want to bring. Take a woman like you to get through. To the man in me, lost on the river of no return. I try to make it up to you, but I'm afraid my heart would burn. Take a woman like you, kind to find. The man in me. What a, oh, what a wonderful feeling.
What a wonderful feeling.
Just to know that you're really there.
That you're really there.
If that's mine. true. I'm lying next to her, but I'm thinking of you. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me. Wonderful feeling, just to know that you really exist. It makes my head go reeling. All the way you look at my way, how can I resist? I know you got a husband. And you can't leave me alone. Take a woman like you to get through to the man in me. Take a woman like you to get through to the man.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fly. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to choose. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long plastic mold. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say I'm deeper than has been, or tear it down and start again for tomorrow. In the year 95, 95, I'm kind of wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taking everything his old earth can give, and he put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's
clock's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. The year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive.
On the wagon, the city, for the forest.
a man Bojangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
Lights the way.
Obviously, Eloisa did a thing for him because he's losing the plot there towards the end, don't you think? That was the Barry Ryan classic. Really, really classic. It's the only way one can describe it. Well, we started the set with Bob Dylan, The Man in Me. Well, that was from a live recording, Budokan, 1978. Terrific, the words, love them. But then, don't you love Bob Dylan's words just so often? After that, we went into a bit of another conundrum or another set of questions. Zager and Evans in the year 2525. Well, mankind, yeah. It's a long time from here, isn't it? 2525. We're not even at 2025 yet, so it's a long, long time from now. It doesn't matter. From there, we went into a bit of an old classic as well. These are all old classics, really. I think you'll have to agree with me in some form or another. They will bring back a memory or 3 or 12 or whatever, not until the year 2525. because you and I will be flitting around on our little clouds, then playing our harps. I'm sure we will be doing that. Anyway, there we go. Mountain, the patty in the middle there, or the slice of cheese, or the lettuce and tomato and bacon and all that kind of stuff. Mountain, theme from an imaginary Western. A bit of an epic too, a piece of big music. And then we went into a classic of classics, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Mr. Bojangles. I did study up on the history of that when I decided I was going to play it, but that was weeks and weeks ago. So it was written about some guy that used to dance. It was a true story come to music. And so it'll be a classic of classics. Okay, so now I'm just going to play you another set of whatevers, and then we'll end the show with our double long play for this week, only because I want to, because these two songs I must say I've been re-listening to both of these songs for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, over and over and over. For now, I'm going to pipe up and we just play some other good music. When last have you heard the Eagles, or the band called Eagles? Well, you're going to hear them right up after this. Why not?
Pretending not to notice, she was caught up in the waves. Out every evening. when you're falling awake and you take stock of the new day. And you hear your voice croak as you choke on what you need to say. Well, don't you fret, don't you fear, I will give you good cheer. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. If you wait, then you play it, I will feel. As the verses unfold and your soul suffers the long day, and the 12 o'clock gloom spins the room, you struggle on your way. Well, don't you sigh, don't you cry, lick the dust from your eye. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn, as the Baker Street train spills your pain all over your new dress, and the symphony sounds underground, but you wanted you a rest. Well, don't you squeal as the wheel grinds you under the wheels. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. But the tune ends too soon for us all.
Thank you.
the make of your bed. He got the action, he got the motion. Well, the boy can play. The dedication, devotion, the turning all the nighttime into the day. And after all the violence and double talk, it's just a song in all the trouble and the strife. You do the walk.
comes a flock of wah-wahs.
As only Mr. Joe Walsh could do, or would do, and it fits so well with the theme of today's podcast, this particular podcast, no, not that, breaking the rules. From the very first song I played, and then I broke more rules when I played two songs that I swore I would never, artists that I swore I would never play, all for the love of my good lady. And then I broke more rules, and we just kept on breaking rules during this whole podcast. Playing songs together, fitting songs together that maybe don't fit together. But that's what life's all about, isn't it? And this last set was all about life. Absolutely every single song, starting with the Eagles' Life in the Fast Lane. You know them all five of these. I don't have to tell you about them. But we started off with the Eagles and we ended off with Joe Walsh, sometimes Eagles, sometimes soloist, sometimes madman, fun man. It's all part and parcel of the fun after all the dope and the things that we've played. And, well, good golly gosh, as I said, we'll call this Breaking the Rules. The second song in the set was Moody Blues, Isn't Life Strange? And then we went on to that other troubadour, Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull, hymn of Jethro Tull. Life is a long song, for sure it is. If you sing the song, and if you keep singing the song, then life's your oyster. I've heard that a few times today. And if your life's your oyster, make life your oyster, and then you eat it. Yes, you eat it. Life's a Long Song, Walk of Life, Dire Straits. Yeah, you know that one too. And then we ended off with Mr. Joe Walsh. Okay, no more chat. I'm going to go straight into the first long song, Lucinda Williams doing Magnolia, the J.J. Cale penned classic. She does a terrific job. And as I've said to you, these two long songs I have been playing and replaying over and over. And I won't get them out of my system in a hurry. So here we go. I hope I get them into your system and you can play them over and over too.
To you, babe.
so gently my ear. I'm coming home to you, babe, and I'll soon be there.
Oh,
Yeah, folk, you get covers and you get covers, and then you get covers of fantastic rendition. Don't you just love it? It's heartfelt music. It makes you long for places you've forgotten you ever knew in your life before. I so enjoy that song. And the next one coming up is going to be Stevie Ray Vaughan. Thanks, Chris Pryor, for reminding me of the song. I have not heard it for ages, and then I was reminded, and man, I'm going out with that. So that, you know, the tradition, we broke the tradition this week by starting with something totally random, but that's because we broke the rules. Okay, that's me, folk. I'm going to say thank you. Dankie, inkos kakulu. For now, as I said, thank you very much. God bless. Don't do what I wouldn't do. Stop breaking the rules. Yeah. I took my chances this time around. If you don't like it, let me know, but I bet you you're going to smile. That's the whole idea. Memories. Some of these songs were part of our memory makers. So yeah, go on. Up in smoke. Yep, that's where my money goes. No, sometimes right all the way down to my toes.
Yeah. down their hair. Living for the whiskey, wine and gin. Somebody killed a crap shooter cause he didn't.
Lord, it took me right back to the bed.